Port Adelaide put together their first consecutive win since round six when they got over Sydney at the Adelaide Oval. We're rapt to have Brett Montgomery join us. Monty, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bix. Hi, guys.
Hey, Monty.
Another consistent performance. You won all four quarters, which would have been very pleasing for you.
Yeah, it was. It was. We were really happy to start well. I think we certainly made a conscious effort to make sure we were fully prepared for the conditions, even though they didn't quite eventuate to what we were expecting pre-game with torrential rain and some really difficult winds. So no, we're really happy to win the four quarters, happy to start well. And to be honest, yeah, it was a little bit of a monkey off the back to get two in a row.
68 inside 50s again. You're generating some real good clean footy there and locking it in, Monty.
Yeah, we are. I think most importantly, great to play a front of centre game and have a real presence in that part of the ground, but we were able to score from them this week, and I think much has been made of our inefficiency, and we're fully aware of that, and we take that on, and we're trying to improve it every day. But it was great to see some reward for some hard work, and looking really strong front of centre game is important. It's important every week, but certainly to become a team that can play in finals and win big finals, we know we're on the right track. We've just got to see it more often.
Yeah, well, Dixon, Ryder, Marshall and the Smalls around there just backed that in for a while. Bix read out a stat. Your centre square worked with some sort of a record this week, Brett.
They didn't have a hit out, Brett. 20 to zip it was.
Get out.
Yeah, well, they, which we're seeing a little bit more often than we'd like across the league. When teams are really hamstrung through injuries, they really have not a lot to draw on. And Sydney are one of those teams that, talking to some of their guys pre-game, even with their forward line, they're decimated for some forwards, and they're a little bit thin in the ruck stocks. So, but we had a really good day in there, no doubt. We didn't quite turn them into the gold that we would have liked from pure scores and pure entries, but it certainly helps when you're a forward half team and you can lock it in, and centre bounce is one of those opportunities. We're pretty strong in that part of the game.
You mentioned the game was played in your half. I know you look after defenders. Darcy Byrne-Jones, outstanding again. Tom Jonas, very good. Tom Cleary is just getting better and better. You must be rapt with how they're setting up behind the ball and how they're just locking it in there.
Yeah, you're really, really pleased. They play a big part in our front of centre game. They defend a lot higher than they probably have previously. They're able to contribute to our inside 50 count, which is good. I think it was great to see Tom Cleary in particular on the weekend take his 5 intercept marks, which teams have tried to take him away from. So, but all those guys mentioned, Darcy Byrne-Jones is in a great great vein, a rich vein of form at the moment. I think he's working in outstanding partnership with his teammates down there, and I don't think we've got a player that's more connected with the way and the style we want to play. It's really benefited his game, and we're seeing some really good rewards.
Yeah, good sense.
Yeah, you mentioned those guys are playing a bit higher. There were a couple of times, mostly in the first half, where Sydney did spit through and get in behind and score, but I guess you have to hold your nerve and know that the numbers suggest you're going to stop more than they're going to get through.
Oh, you're spot on. I think we get a little grumpy when that sort of stuff happens, and absolutely, for sure, we'd like to see it happen a little less, particularly early in games when there's a bit of speed on the game. There should be speed in our defence as well. But, they got through us a couple of times early, which we weren't thrilled about. I think we were able to make some adjustments. And from that point forward, as you already read out, the inside 50 count our way and the 37 sort of front of centres that we're able to generate, I think they probably only penetrated and got through for 37 or 38 inside 50s of their own. But, a little bit of pain early before we settled.
Yeah, sometimes you can be reliant on some of your brilliance. Bokey was well held. Robbie was below his brilliant best. You know, then guys like Tommy Jonas, his last month has been terrific, Brett. Just gradually building your skipper. You brought Ollie Wines back in. You're all just picking up the rope there, I reckon.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. TJ has been. He's had a great month.
Hasn't he?
He's been ruthless in his battles and contests, but I think he's just been able to contribute a little bit more to our style as well, and not always taking the key matchup of the day, which he's probably been more renowned for in previous years. So we've got a great output from him. As you mentioned, really good to see Ollie come in and contribute in the absence of, as you said, as Boakey was well held and Rod was a little down. And I think we're getting a really good spike from guys like Carl Amon as well. Dan Houston, who's gone into the middle and played some more midfield moments. And I think we've spoken at length about those young blokes. And they just keep backing up every week. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, you got yourselves a management problem on your hands, and it's a damn good one. Peter Laddams, 7 clearances, 23 touches, 12 of them were contested. His numbers were outstanding. You benchmark that against someone like a Grundy, and then you got a bloke by the name of Lysett who played, and I watched that game, Brett, against the Eagles. He was outstanding. And then you got Paddy. What the hell are you going to do, Brett Montgomery?
Oh, they're really competitive stocks now. I think most of those guys have had claims on the number one position, each in their own right at some point through the year. And I think not taking anything away from Paddy or Scotty or even guys that have filled in there in the past, but Pete has been able to give us a little bit more of a different look at ground level. He's certainly like an extra midfielder when it hits the ground, and he's probably got a little bit of room to move in his ruck craft, which he knows as a young bloke. But we were keen to see some of that transfer from SNFL level, which he really dominated for the best part of 10 weeks, and see what it would do for our AFL team. And we've been really happy for his 2 weeks.
You mentioned Ollie Wines came in late. When's a decision like that made? When does he find out that he's playing, and when did you do the test on Zach Butters?
Well, Ollie was, obviously he was part of the emergencies with Trent McKenzie and Maisie, so we were always leaning towards him if we did have one out. We knew Zach was sore with that sort of hit to the sternum that he'd copped a week earlier. So Zach woke up sore that morning. I think he made a really good, sensible, honest decision to alert us to the fact that he wouldn't be at his best, and he thought he might let the team down. So really, really good from a young fella to put the team in front of himself, and we were able to give Ollie a few hours to get his head around it.
Good work. I can see the belief building. The team's confidence is growing, no question. You're in the 8, 2 games left, Monty. You've got your hands well and truly on your own control. So all the best with North this week.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Good stuff. Good work. Brett Montgomery there from the Port Adelaide Footy Club.